The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening, Father.
How are you this evening?
Great.
Wonderful.
Good, huh? You are really good. The school teacher sent home a note with her student. The note reads, "Your son is an obedient and bright student, but spends too much time talking to girls." Mother sends a note back the following day. "Please advise a solution. Father has the same problem." Today, the readings are very, very important for our life. These are the readings that we need for our life. These are the readings which are going to take our life to the heavenly kingdom. There are two things that God expects from every one of us. If you do these two things, you will be called my children, and you are the children of heavenly kingdom. The two things, we are clear. Our generation is very clear. But at the time of Jesus, the people were confused how to follow God, how to love God, how can I enter into the heavenly kingdom? There was a lot of confusion among the Jewish people. There are some good teachers of the law, good Pharisees also. So Pharisees are very important people at the time. And they like to follow all the commandments that God has given and the society has given to them. The problem is they have 613 laws or commandments to follow. God the Father gave only 10 commandments. You follow these 10 commandments and you will be my children. But the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, the elders of the people, They made these 10 commandments to 613 commandments. That is the problem. So many are confused. Which law to follow? Which commandment I have to follow in order to reach the heavenly kingdom? Confused. That's why in today's gospel we heard a Pharisee comes and asks Jesus. Because he may be a good Pharisee, and he may thought that Jesus is the good teacher, and he can surely tell me which commandment is the best commandment to follow. That's why he comes and asks Jesus, which is the best commandment to follow. And Jesus gives, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, which we all must follow too. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The two commandments quoted in our gospel reading are not original to Jesus. These two commandments are not from Jesus. This is very old teachings. The command to love God is from Deuteronomy. We read 6th chapter, verse 5. And the second command to love your neighbor is in Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18. So these two commandments are already in the Old Testament. But the Pharisees made 613 commandments. So these two are very, very important commandments to follow. You may have so many others, but these two are the main commandments to follow in order to enter into the heavenly kingdom. So for Jesus, these commandments are inseparable, related to each other. Love of God and love of neighbor are two aspects of the same love, not two different kinds of love. They complement each other. Absence of the love of the neighbor means absence of the love of God too. And the first commandment is very, very important for the Jewish people. The Jewish people accepted this command as their important prayer. The first commandment is a prayer for Jewish people. Every Jew knows this prayer by heart from their earliest days, and they recite it every morning and every evening. What is that prayer? Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the prayer. And this is the commandment. The first and the best commandment to follow. That's why they give very important to the love of God. And God says to them that they should fasten them on your hand as a sign and on your forehead as a circlet. So that's why we use rosaries in hand and some other holy things in our hand. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Everywhere. Right everywhere. Observant Jews literally carry out this injunction. The words of this prayer are contained in small boxes which they tie to their foreheads and to their left arm during prayer. They tie the commandment of God on forehead and on the arm. when they pray. And what they do when they die, they keep this love commandment on their lips when they die. So this is how the Jewish people love to follow God. They love God very much. They are really obedient people to God. Very obedient. They follow all the commandments, 10 commandments, very seriously. So, loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind is very, very important to every Jew. And now, it is more important to us. It means we are to love God with everything we have, a love which is wholehearted. Wholehearted. Not simply loving God, I love God. No. Your life must be filled with the love of God. So this is how we need to follow the first commandments. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is the prayer, and that is the love we need to show to God. I don't know how you are showing your love towards God. We need to think again. And the second greater commandment Jesus says is, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. So, neighbor, we need to share the same love to the neighbor. So, who is my neighbor? Who is our neighbor? Maybe, but those people who are in need of our material, emotional, and spiritual help, may be in need of our concern, care, love, and compassion. For example, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she expressed her love for neighbor by serving the poorest of the poor and the most abandoned people in the society that she was in. Completely surrendered herself to God first and to the neighbor. Complete dedication. Her life is only to love. Only to love. That is our prayer. So, in life, everyone expects something from another. Unless we have love towards others, we cannot get anything from others, or we cannot give. So, the question for us is, do we love our neighbor? This is the question, important question we need to ask ourselves. Do we really love our neighbor? Maybe known neighbor or unknown neighbor. Do I love? This is the question. It is easy to love God, you know. It is easy to love God, but it is very, very difficult to love our neighbor. For most of the people, this is a very serious thing for many people to love neighbor. It is very, very difficult to love the neighbor. Actually, accepting, loving neighbor means accept what he is, how he is. That's all. Accept what he is and how he is. That is the loving neighbor. Accepting others to our life. Accepting whatever he may be or she may be. Accepting is loving neighbor. If you accept another person, you can do anything for the neighbor. So acceptance is very important in loving neighbor. And unless you love yourself, you cannot love God and you cannot love neighbor. Unless you love yourself, do you all love yourself? Do you? I don't think. Loving ourselves is very, very important. We are all different people. We are all human beings, but we are all completely different people. So accept, you accept yourself what you are. Accept yourself what you are first. Be satisfied loving yourself, your body, your life, your way of living, your way of being. Accept yourself first. If you don't love yourself, you never love God and you never love neighbor. Because you don't know the meaning of love. And if you love yourself, you can easily love God and you can easily love the neighbor. We need to remember this. Each person must love himself. So, there is an intimate connection between our faith in God and our relationship with our neighbor. It is only in and through the proper love we bear for self and one another that we actualize our love for God. Unless you love yourself, unless you love neighbor, you cannot love God. Loving God is not important. Anyhow, we need to love. Anyhow, we need to love God. But loving neighbor, loving oneself is important. This is the life given by God. You need to love God for giving life. You need to thank God and love God, the gift, the personality that you are. So, the second commandment also very, very important, loving neighbor. So if we break the second commandment by not loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, then we do not love God. There is no first commandment without second commandment. And there is no second commandment without first commandment. So it is linked. Both are same. The love which we show to God must be shown towards our fellow brethren. That's why in the second reading, St. Paul praises the Thessalonians for loving the Lord even the persecution time. He's very happy. The Thessalonians, during the persecution also, they loved God. They depended on God. And Paul says to them, you became an example to all believers. You became an example to all believers by loving God even in the suffering. And in the second and the first reading also, God the Father says, my love is compassionate, rich in mercy. My love is compassionate and rich in mercy. In the same way, you need to show compassion and love towards the aliens. And you need to show the same compassion and love towards the orphans, like Mother Teresa, towards widows, and towards the poor. Be compassionate. This is what God the Father expects from us today, from the first reading. So, how great our God in love. Our God is love. As God takes pity on them, so we need to take pity on our neighbor or outsiders. As God loved, we need to love others. So, love is thus the central part of our Christian lives. Our life is love. Without Christians, there is no world. Without Christians, there is no any country. They cannot live by themselves. We make them to live because we are filled with love towards neighbors. So it is burning torch for us to carry. Our love, which is in us, is a torchlight which shines in the darkness. And it is a fire which cleanses our Christian lives. So love is fire in us. It cleans our life if there is any sins in our life. It cleans, it burns out. That is the power of love. So loving God, loving neighbor is very, very important in our life. Only these two things will lead us to heavenly kingdom. The purpose of Christian life is to love. That's all. Don't worry about other commandments. If you love God, if you love neighbor, there is no anything to follow. Only these two things will lead us to the heavenly kingdom. So, total life, until we die, we need to follow only these great commandments. Love God and love neighbor. So our God name is love. And let us change our names into love. That's why I say, first love yourself. Love yourself. Love God and love neighbor. God is good
all the time.
All the time.